The mobile phone services of an estimated 120,000 people are in limbo after a telco wholesaler went into voluntary administration. Prepaid customers of Kogan Mobile are being told their accounts will be deactivated and they have a month at best to find another provider. Another 130,000 Aldi Mobile customers narrowly avoided the same fate under a fresh deal with Telstra. It's happened because the wholesaler ISP One went into voluntary administration. Tom Nightingale reports.
If you're a mobile phone customer of Aldi or Kogan Mobile, you use the Telstra network, but until very recently, a third party was involved. That was a telco wholesaler called ISP One, who bought some of Telstra's network and onsold it to others. This morning, ISP One was placed in voluntary administration. The administrator and Ferrier Hodgson partner Stuart McCallum says the complex arrangement brought the business down.
Those agreements that ISP One entered into were ultimately unprofitable, and it's those unprofitable contracts that unfortunately has proven the downfall of the business and led to our appointment as administrators today.
ISP One has been in a legal dispute with Telstra, and a few weeks ago, technology media websites were reporting Telstra demanding bills be repaid. With the wholesaler now in administration, 130,000 Aldi Mobile customers are receiving Telstra services under a deal struck at the weekend. But 120,000 Kogan Mobile customers have their mobile phone services in limbo. One is a student named Stephen Lewin from Brisbane.
Mobile is my number one form of communication. If it got cut off with no warning, I would be... Oh, it would be just so inconvenient. I'll be yelling. I want to yell at someone.
In the next 24 hours or so, Kogan Mobile customers will be contacted by Telstra and told they can't recharge phone credit and their accounts will be deactivated. They'll also be told they'll temporarily use Telstra's services at Telstra's cost to give them time to find another phone carrier. Theresa Corbin from the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network says Kogan Mobile customers have about a month to do so.
So I guess the most important thing at the moment is that if you're a Kogan Mobile customer, you need to go online and look up what Kogan is going to be offering you and what Telstra is offering you, and you need to think about what other providers you might like to go to.
People trying to shift their phone number across to a new network will also probably find it takes longer than usual because of the higher numbers of people all doing so at once. And as he's assessing the finances of ISP One, Stuart McCallum is also promising customers he's trying to minimise inconvenience.
It's too early to tell exactly how that will play out, but what we're aiming for is a situation where those Kogan Mobile customers will be able to use any prepaid amounts that they may have paid for, but we're still in discussions, but that's the aim.
Initial estimates are of 20 to 50 creditors and debts of about $30 million. A creditors' meeting is scheduled for Thursday of next week.
Tom Nightingale.